One of the curious things that happened today is that Phil Christensen, who is the PI on the mini test, what is a mini test? A test is the thermal emission spectrometer. It's the infrared gadget which is orbiting Mars now on two spacecraft, Mars Surveyor and Mars Odyssey, and looking down and taking pictures in the infrared. It is also on the rover, on the mast above the cameras, in a little version called a mini test. And what it allows you to do is to look out at this landscape in the infrared, where most of solid materials have their signatures, spectral signatures.
Yeah.
And basically they're looking for what is this stuff made of without getting out there and tapping it and looking at it with the other devices. Before they get off the lander, they're doing remote sensing. We have said in the last couple of days, and I said last night, that there's been a curious lag in the release of this data. I mean, why not show us some stuff? So today, lo and behold, Phil Christensen shows up at the briefing, and he gives a little tour de force briefing on what they've seen, with stunning exceptions. He talked about the soil, and they think they found carbonates. Why is that important? Because carbonates are formed by water.
Yep.
All right, so we're in a dry lake bed. And they had a lot of discussion about, is it in the big stuff, is it in the small stuff, whatever. And then some reporter asked him, well, what about the spectra of the rocks? And all he would say was, yes, they're very different than the ground, than the soil, than the dust, and we can't talk about them. Huh?
Wow.
He didn't even give us one rock spectra. Now, we've been looking at rocks as a species for 100 years scientifically. This guy is the solar system preeminent expert on looking at rocks on other planets, namely Mars, with this instrument. You mean to tell me there wasn't one rock looking out there that he could see a signature that looked familiar? That was, you know, he was showing us how incredibly good this instrument is. It's performing better than the laboratory version he's got at ASU in Arizona. And he was making jokes about having to go back and tell his students, you know, to kind of get with the program and get the lab one as good as this one. And yet he doesn't give anybody any spectra of what one rock looks like. Then he did something even more astonishing. And, George, you're not going to believe this, and it is so revealing and so telling. And everybody out there, I want you to listen very carefully to this. This is the most extraordinary admission of what's really going on without admitting it, you know, under plausible deniability, that if I was writing this as a script, I couldn't come up with a better way for them to be telling us what's really going on.
And first write, too. You wouldn't have to rewrite it.
No. This is what he announced. He sat there and he said, I'm announcing today something called Schoolhouse Rocks. Schoolhouse Rocks. He is asking students, kids, all over the world, this world, to send him rocks from their backyard. Listen to the official release on the NASA website at JPL. Scientists need your help. Mars scientists are asking students from around the world to help them understand the red planet. Send in a rock from your region of the world. We will use a special tool like the one on the rover to tell you what it's made of. Then everyone can compare their rocks to the ones found on Mars. We'll post a picture of your rock on the web and give you a report of what kind of rock it is. We'll send you an official certificate and Mars sticker for your contribution. Your rock will be kept in a special collection where scientists from around the world can come and study it. Please send your rock to Dr. Phil Christensen.
Do you know how many rocks they're going to get?
Think about this. Think about the logistical nightmare. What's the heaviest thing you can send? I mean, the post office.
And let me tell you something. With terror threats, the post office is not going to want to have rocks all over the place.
I mean, this is an absolute nightmare. So he puts his address on the web, and the press PR person, she stood up there and gave it out, you know, to all these press that are busy writing down from AP and Newsweek and, you know, CBS and all that. And I'm listening to this, and I'm saying to myself, oh, my God, what is this telling us? What this is telling us, my dear friend George, is they are at desperation time. They're looking at these spectra. And nothing is matching. Do you know how many rocks they've already got in their library of spectra between JPL and
zillions,
ASU?
Zillions.
Between 5,000 and 10,000 spectra of rock samples from all over the world, carefully collected by geologists, calibrated. I mean, you know how science works. So you're having kids send in random rocks tons and tons and tons of random rocks so you can scan them and try to see what matches what you're looking at in this landscape on Mars. What does this tell us, George? It says they're not rocks.
They're not rocks.
That nothing in their library matches, and they're tearing their hair out.